Guelph Today received the following letter to the editor from reader Paul Doughty in regards to bicycle infrastructure. While I understand the difficulties involved in obtaining a solution that satisfies everyone, I believe separating autos and bikes is the prime objective. I have witnessed atrocious behavior by both cyclists and motorists alike. I have seen road rage from both parties and witnessed near horrific cycling. Highway behavior can be alleviated by education and certainly by licensing all road users, that includes motorists, cyclists and scooter and e-bikes. At the moment, there is only one group that is licensed and therefore able to be held accountable. Without accountability, bad habits and behavior will only get worse. So cyclists, e-bikes and such should be separated by establishing routes throughout the city that keep them from interacting with motorists that may be not attentive to other users than themselves. Right now, non-motorists are seldom held accountable for their behavior, and that is due to their anonymity. I had a situation before my own eyes when a cyclist went through a red light at college in Edinburgh at a speed that must have 60 to 70 kilometers per hour. He was lucky to not be killed and traumatize all the motorists at that intersection. He had no identification and certainly did not stop to answer for his actions. If this route was not available to him, then the incident would not have happened. I witnessed a four-wheel electric scooter hit a pothole on Speedvale outside the fire hall, and fortunately the following motorist was able to stop and help this person regain his scooter and carry on. Both these incidents are real proof that these non-motorist modes of travel should not be on the main streets of Guelph. Motorists have laws and accountability, so once again licensing and education would go a long way to safer highways. Paul Doughty, Guelph, Ont.